In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about what happens when you make a mistake or when you have a bad day. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel Peterson, your host. Okay, so I just got off of the phone with someone who I believe is incredibly talented. I think that she is so capable. She's brilliant. She's incredible at exactly what she does. And this past week, she made a mistake in her business and it is just driving her crazy, right? It's all that she can think about right now. And so I wanted to record this episode fresh off of this conversation because I think often we hold ourselves to the mistakes that we've made and we keep ourselves from creating a beautiful new future simply because of the shame or the doubt that mistakes can create. Or for example, you have a bad day and you think that it's not possible to have good days in the future, or that that day defines what your life, what your business, what everything is going to look like. So I want to almost use this comparison of like the sun. And I want you to imagine that a bad day where everything goes wrong is the equivalent of a rainy day. Now, you wouldn't wake up on a rainy day and say like, oh, it's never going to be sunny again. There's never a possibility of playing outside or running outside or enjoying the fresh sun, the beautiful warm sun on my skin again, simply because there was a rainy day, would you? Of course not. And let's pretend you live in a place where, let's say, there's, you know, a week of rainy days and there are tons of mistakes, right? Tons of things that are going wrong. Everything that can go wrong oftentimes will go wrong in business, just to remind you to be humble. At least that's why I like to pretend that those mistakes happen. And you wouldn't look at a week of rain and say like, oh, there's never going to be another sunny day ever again. No, I want you to start to see that your mistakes are just like a rainy day, that a bad day where everything goes wrong is just like a seasonality. It's like a quick, you know, sprinkling outside, and literally you can go to sleep and the next day wake up and there could be a beautifully sunny day. But if you were to be like, well, yesterday it rained, so I can't enjoy the sun today, that wouldn't make sense. But yet, we act the same way about our mistakes. Yesterday, I made a mistake, so I can't enjoy today. Or yesterday, I made a mistake and everything fell apart with a client, or I let someone down massively, so I can't be happy in the future. I can't thrive. I can't find new clients. That doesn't make any sense, right? You wouldn't say it rained last week, so I'm not going to go outside and enjoy because it rained last week. But yet, like I said, we're doing the same thing in our lives and in our businesses. You do not need to hold yourself to that mistake, to that rough day, that rough week where everything went completely wrong. It doesn't define you. It doesn't say like, oh, this is how it's going to be forever. I want you to start to see it as like a passing day. And oftentimes I think about like in spring, for example, sometimes like I will wake up and I look outside and it's rainy and I'm like, okay, rainy days are not my favorite. But more often than not, especially where I live, I know that chances are I'm going to wake up the next day or in a day or two and it's not going to be rainy outside. There's going to come a day where the rain ends and you have to make a decision. When the rain ends, am I going to get back out there and play again? Am I going to get back out there and enjoy the game? You can't let the mistakes of the past keep you from creating an incredible future. And I actually wanted to take a moment to share some of the experiences, the huge mistakes I have made in our business. There have been so many mistakes. I have hired the wrong people. I have fired the wrong people. I have messed up royally for clients. I have made mistakes speaking from stage. I have accidentally deleted huge and important assets that we needed to use for business. I have completely biffed and forgotten about an entire launch. One time, I forgot about a launch and I literally went to Mexico and realized from the resort in Mexico that I forgot the launch and that we needed to hit go, and I completely lost the client. And you know what? It happens. But if you allow your past to continue to be the narrative for your future, you will continue in that pattern over and over and over again. Similarly, if you were to go outside every time it's beautiful and say, oh, but who knows how long until it rains again, that's all you're going to focus on. You're going to miss out on the sunshine. There are absolutely mistakes in building a business, and I have made so many mistakes. I have accidentally been unkind to people. I have intentionally been unkind to people. I have made every single mistake there is. I've lost my temper. I have not taken ownership. I have, oh my goodness, posted something that I never should have posted. I've accidentally posted selfies to clients' accounts. Like, all of these mistakes can happen. But literally, you guys, I wouldn't be here today if I allowed those mistakes to define me day in and day out. So take the day. So just like on a day when it is raining, and this is at least how I am when it rains, I'm like, these aren't my favorite days in the world. So I close up the shades so I can't see that it's super gloomy outside. And I literally say, you know what? It's not my favorite day when it rains. It does affect my mood. I'm going to take the day, I'm going to do the best I can, and tomorrow I'm going to try again. And I wake up, and it's a fresh day, and I give myself a new slate. Just like you give everyone else a bajillion and one chances, just like you forgive everyone else in your life, just like you give other people second chances to try again, even when they've made huge mistakes, what if you were to give that same kindness to yourself? What if you were to allow yourself a fresh slate? What if you were to actually forgive yourself? I did this exercise with some of the members of the social clique the other day. I said, I want you to say to yourself, I forgive you. I forgive myself. I'm letting myself go from the mistakes that I've made. I'm giving myself grace. I'm going to be kind to me. And my therapist has been saying this again and again, and I think it's starting to click because I'm starting to talk about it. What if you were to be kind to yourself? What would that look like? I'm going to be kind to myself. So here you are, giving everyone else second chances, giving everyone else the benefit of the doubt, allowing other people to have a fresh day, even letting the sun have another shot at shining beautifully and warming up your beautiful skin. What if you were to give that same benefit of the doubt to you? Because you've been through a lot. I know you have. That's why you're still listening to this episode. What if you were to forgive yourself and move forward and say, yeah, it wasn't the best day. I made a lot of mistakes. And then you forgave yourself and you moved on and you learned from those mistakes. Just like you believe that everyone else has the ability to do it, you do too. I hope this episode of Social Media Secrets has reached exactly the people who need to hear it today, because I have a feeling that if you clicked on this episode, you probably needed it. If you want to learn more from me, head on over to Click for Life. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. I am accepting some new people into my mentorship and mastermind program. Feel free to fill out the application there, and I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.